just want to say 30 seconds about the war in Syria. You know, we hear a lot about the chemical weapons. The results from the UN aren't in yet. And who are we anyway? Let's remember, in Vietnam, we dropped 20 million gallons of napalm on that country and killed tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people. And Lord knows how many birth defects were created as a result. We dropped depleted uranium shells in Iraq. Our biggest ally in Israel used white phosphorus in Gaza. Under Barack Obama's logic, it would have been justified for even Syria to attack the United States for using chemical weapons. So even that argument falls flat. And for the president to say that there's paralysis in the UN Security Council, therefore he can go do what he wants, is a war crime. It's against international law. We signed the UN Charter. The UN Charter says we can't do that. No country can do that. And if he were to be so brazen as to go to Congress and not get authorization and then go ahead and bomb anyway, we would know just how lawless this president has become. So let's lighten things up a little bit. 19 years ago when I took over at the Progressive, Ruth and I put our heads together to decide how we might want to spice up the old magazine a little bit, get a little more, inject a little more humor into it. Ruth had just seen a guy from Milwaukee named Will Durst perform at the Wisconsin ACLU annual dinner, and she told me we had to get him in the magazine pronto. So we did, and he's been bringing, where is he? There he is. He's been bringing his zany humor in his whacked out analogies to the Progressive ever since. If you don't know him, you're in for a real treat. He's been on David Letterman. He's been nominated for 5 Emmys. He's 7 times been up for Comic of the Year. And once you've heard him, you'll want to hear him again, and you'll get a chance to again tomorrow when he'll be at the High Noon Saloon tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So bring your friends then and enjoy him right now. Will Durst.
Ruth Conniff, Matthew Rothschild, Ed Garvey, how about a hand?
It's great to be here, looking out at you guys, because you are my target demographic. You are people who read or know someone who does. And I don't live in Wisconsin anymore, I live in San Francisco, and you gotta understand, San Francisco is not the real world. San Francisco, Halloween is redundant, okay? But it reminds me of Madison, because in San Francisco, we don't care who you are. We don't care, we don't judge you based on your color, your creed. You could be a red-bearded, Lithuanian, vegan dwarf in the golden showers. Come on down, the water's fine. We get a street festival for that. And Madison is the same way. You guys are beyond blue. You're not blue, you're post-blue. You're indigo, you're eggplant, aubergine, periwinkle, and yes, you know the difference. So it's good to be here. I'm a political comic, which of course means that sometimes there's nothing going on and I'm screwed. But not now. And I have so many people to thank. The hard part, being a political comic, not coming up with the new stuff. I mean, there's always something. You know, the NSA spying on every American. And what could be more democratic than that? Turns out the only way to keep the NSA from following your every move is by becoming one of its employees. And don't you love it that Snowden went to China and Russia to avoid government persecution? Isn't that like joining the army because you're tired of people telling you what to do? So there's always new stuff. The hard part is getting rid of the old stuff. You know, I mean, George W. Bush for 8 wonderful years was like a father to me. I know. He sucked for the country and the hemisphere and the planet and the solar system and the universe. But for me, he was pure gold. For 8 wonderful years, he was like a father to me. I always carry around these 3x5 cards. At the end of the Bush administration, I had 2 complete cards full of verbatim quotes from George Bush. I didn't alter a syllable. One was, I think we can all agree the past is over. But my favorite was, the problem with the French is they don't have a word for entrepreneur. You can't make stuff up like this. And Obama, I gotta tell you, Obama is tough, man. Well, for one thing, there's no scandal. I mean, Clinton was a corpulent womanizer, you know. I never had sexual relations with that woman. He was pointing at Helen Thomas. He meant that one. And Bush had the DUIs and the DTs and the STDs and the ADHD. And Obama is so smooth. He's got less friction than rayon pajamas on silk sheets in zero gravity. It makes Clinton look like a chunk of concrete wrapped in Velcro, dipped in wallpaper paste. No matter what you think of Obama's policies, you got to admire his ability not to get involved in them. But the Republicans hate him so much, the enmity, they hate him. They really do. I mean, nothing he does, he can't even pass a bill to close a loophole in gun registration. I mean, it's just loopholes. But the NRA is so, NRA assault weapons can be used as legitimate hunting rifles. Okay, I can follow your line of reasoning. You can also use a chainsaw to cut butter. If you think about it, a hand grenade will signal the end of recess. And then Obama announces that he wants to put together a program to map the brain, a brain mapping project. And UW's going to get some of the money from that, of course, because, but immediately the Republicans form an anti-brain squad. You may know them as the Republican Congress, run by John Boehner. 11 brothers and sisters. John Boehner has 11 brothers and sisters. They're all boners. This is true. He's the only Boehner in the family. His mother's a boner. His father's a boner. Well, 12 kids. You do the math. And, of course, I miss Mitt Romney. A man with all the personality of a plastic picnic fork with three of the tines snapped off. You know what? I think he was electile dysfunctional. I really do. He was the worst candidate. He goes to Britain, Great Britain, and pisses off the entire country. Great Britain! That's not one of the tough ones. And there goes Paul Ryan. Yeah, an Ayn Rand fan. I love that, Ayn Rand. When I was a kid, she was Ayn Rand. How do you get to change the pronunciation of your name after you die? That is cool. And, of course, he's the guy, you know, he replaces Medicare with vouchers, coupons, healthcare coupons. Why? Because old people love coupons. I got a coupon! Only four more, we can book an anesthesiologist. And, of course, they're so anti-gay marriage, which I don't understand. I don't see, and it's lovely that it's changing all over America. It's changing over the world, gay marriage. Brazil voted for it. France voted for it after a couple of protests, which really was counterintuitive to me. The French protesting against, I mean, it's France, you know, a French lover, you know, pardon my French. You never hear anybody say, pardon my Cantonese. France protesting against gay, against love. That's like Germany telling everybody to lighten up. The Irish demanding shorter drinking hours. America seeking consensus. Italy marching in unison. Okay. I went too far. But I don't understand how two people's happiness makes me miserable. Well, I don't think someone should marry someone of the same sex. Well, then don't. problem solved. Let's move on. A lot of stuff on the list. No, no, wait, wait. You don't understand. My religion doesn't believe that any. Yeah, but they don't belong to your religion. They belong to another religion, entirely altogether different. One that involves honey and mustard and lemon, then you wouldn't like it. Besides, no one wants the tables turned. You don't want another religion telling you that your wife has to walk 5 paces behind you dressed as a grieving beekeeper, now do you? Imagine losing your wife in a Saudi Arabian mall. But we've seen what's happening. It's happening everywhere. It's going to come down to states. I mean, eventually gay marriage is going to be commonplace until finally, mandatory. I got dibs on Clooney. So that's why we got to support the Democrats. I know the Democrats drive you nuts. I doubt if 3 out of 10 of them could escape from a stalled escalator. Escalator's moving staircase. Why do you think Democrats were so intent on passing the stem cell bill? They're depending on that research to generate a spine. Wow, wrong crowd, sorry. But the Republicans, my God, they de-evolved into a single-cell amoeba. They're the tax-cut zombies from the planet, no. Their entire negotiating stance with Obama for 4.5 years. No, no sir, no way, not a million years, let me think. No, I'll sleep on it. Tax cuts go to the wealthy. Does that make any sense at all? You're giving money to the rich. The rich have money. That's why they're rich. Give some money to the poor. Give the rich a hug.
Who wants a government hug?
And then they always
trot out some pointy-headed economist from the Heritage Foundation. Well, obviously, you're an ignorant individual, unable to comprehend the complexities of supply-side economics. The deal is, we give the money to the rich, and then they spend it, and it trickles down to the poor.
No! They're not going to spend it. They're going to hang on to it. That's how they got rich. You give us poor money, I guarantee we will blow every damn penny we get our grubby little hands on.
Why do you think we're poor?
Blowing it on silly, superfluous stuff like food and rent and health insurance. Every day's a party.
Besides, I'm tired of being trickled on. Becoming a mite suspicious of the alkaline nature of this trickle-down phenomenon.
And we're cutting programs left and right. We cut heating oil subsidies to the elderly. Heating oil subsidies to the elderly so that rich people can have more money? What are we, the Gorgar people now? Let's just cut to the chase. You hit 65, we put you on an ice floe with matches and a pointy stick. And if you're a Republican, we take away the stick because that's an entitlement.
Perhaps I've overreacted. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you guys for attending. And I know it's late. I know you're hungry. I want to thank you guys for sitting up here laughing politely. Because there's nothing harder than sitting next to the comic. And
what do you say?
I want to thank you guys for not breaking into my act with a little song.
Could have been a shorter song, for Christ's sake.
I want to thank you guys. And tomorrow I'm going to be at the High Noon Saloon after the Packer game, 8 o'clock or something. But know that you are not bound by that little drum that they're passing around to put money into. You can send money. You can put a check in an envelope. We still have that technology, thank God. You guys have been great. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much.